Watch it, guys. Watch it. Ghetto Zip. Diarrhea and M. Night's bit. What's up, glovers of all shapes, sizes, colors, and genders? I am Mo fucking T-Buds.
Oh, and I'm Blue Smoke. How y'all doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. The sun is shining. The titties be popping. The floaties be bumping.
Bumping.
And we good. We got another podcast for y'all. It's going to be a fun old time.
Let me turn this music off.
Turn the music off.
All right.
There we go.
All right.
How you doing today, Blue?
I'm doing pretty good. T-Buzz, you're back for a while,
I'm back for a little bit. Back for a little bit.
We gotta get as much podcast in as we can. T-Buzz got a test message. We gotta get as much podcast as we can.
They said, so, from a fan, they said, we love you guys, keep doing the good work, and I want to suck your dick. I wish that was what they really said about the sucking dick part. Everything else was true, though.
Of course. My chair's squeaking again.
Oh, it's squeaky. Today, we have a very fucked up show for y'all. Fucked up, and by the way I say fucked up, we're gonna talk about the movie Splash.
Yes, we are.
Some of you maybe see the previews and be like, wow, that movie looks pretty badass and scary.
Yeah, because in the previews, all they show is like...
the last 20 minutes of the movie.
The creature. Yeah, they make it seem like it's like a horror movie, creature horror movie.
Yeah, but it's fucking not. Okay, so let me...
I've never seen the movie.
I've seen it.
I haven't seen it yet. I don't want to.
No, don't see it.
From what T-Buzz explained to me, so... I'm not really. This is T-Buzz's podcast.
It's the bridge to Delaware.
Yeah, this is T-Buzz. Oh yeah, we haven't been rating our podcast.
Yeah, it's the bridge to Delaware.
So we, for anyone who we forgot to rate our World of Warcraft podcast, so anyone who's listening thought we forgot to rate it. Well, we rate him fucking Delaware.
Yeah, he's pretty fucking Delaware.
Because anyone who'd get that upset over World of Warcraft is fucking.
He might be to the entrance of the bridge to Delaware.
Yeah,
but let me.
He's the mayor of Delaware's son.
Yeah, but let me tell you right now, Splash is the bridge to fucking Delaware if there was a bunch of naked ass men with big dicks on it. That's how fucking Delaware Splice is. So it's one of these movies that came out of Sundance, so you know it's going to be fucking weird, okay? Which is cool. Weird movies sometimes are cool. You know, you got that fucking Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. It's a weird ass movie. That's a good movie. You know, you got the movie Stay. That's a pretty good movie.
That's
fucking
movie
weird. You know, you got a lot of weird movies that are good. But fucking Splice, fucking Delaware. So it begins with Adrian Brody and some bitch, their husband and wife, and the scientists. They make these like weird like blob creatures that kind of look like penises. Like they look like the like giant fucking roly-poly penises. Like no joke. And one's a man and one's a female. They make two of them, and they apparently have the amino acids to cure cancer.
Oh. But,
yeah, so it's like, oh wow, these are kind of important.
That's kind of interesting because it's kind of like a scientific one of those like creature evolution type movie things.
Yeah.
But you know.
Except the creatures, the amino acids aren't strong enough for humans, so they have to splice it, with human DNA.
Oh.
So the government's like, no, don't
That's
do
dangerous.
That. Don't do that. Don't do it.
In all
don't.
The movies, that never leads to anything good.
So what do? They decide to do it anyway.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, fuck, right?
No one's overseeing their project.
Uh-huh.
They just do whatever they want.
They just do it. They do it in the basement of the fucking government thing. There's no cameras anywhere in the building. Yeah. There's no camera. They can't find out that they're using
and
the
somehow
equipment.
They keep the creature hidden all that time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, they hide them in the closet. They hide it in the basement. No one checks the closet.
No one ever.
No one checks the closet. And no government ever notices that the machines are being used for months at a time without knowing there's something fucked up
without
about
keeping
it.
A log or anything and checking on their progress.
Nothing at all.
No.
Anyway, I digress. So this fucking...
because the American government.
This like thing is born, and when it's born, it looks like a little fucking... it looks like a little rabbit, you know what I mean? It looks like a weird-ass like rabbit with no ears. It's got two legs, and it's got like that rabbit-shaped head, you know, it's kind of like a weird oval shape.
Yeah.
So it looks like that, and then it grows up to be like a girl, and it looks like a human from the waist up, but then from the waist down, it's got like some weird Tyrannosaurus Rex legs and shit, and it's got a tail, so that's kind of fucked up too.
Nice.
So it's pretty much them taking.
It's pretty sexy.
Yes.
I'd hit it.
So yeah. Spoiler alert! That's coming up soon. If you think it's fucked up, oh, it's pretty fucked up. So anyway, pretty much the movie is, the mom. The wife taking care of it, and Adrian Brody being like, yo, this is fucked up. We should just keep this for medical experiments. We don't know what this thing could do. But then, of course, it flips around because the girl creature starts falling in love with the dad, And the mom gets jealous, and then the dad kind of has a connection with it because it's kind of like, oh, wow, it's really like a daughter, the daughter that we can't have because for some reason the wife can't have kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
For some reason.
So the mom finds, spoiler alert, but don't see it, so it doesn't really fucking matter.
Saving you by giving you spoilers.
We're saving you $9. Even if you're like, wow, a dollar at the Redbox is not bad. You'll be ripped off of a dollar at the Redbox.
Yeah, or I have a Netflix subscription.
Yeah.
I'll Netflix it.
No, you'll be... fuck that. Fuck that.
Fuck.
So...
not even worth an instant watch.
So, the fucking wife starts getting jealous of the creature because the creature's drawing pictures of the dad with, like, hearts around it. So, what does the mom decide to do? Sometimes dehumanize it. She rips off a dress so the creature's titties is out for the rest of the fucking movie. They're nice titties, but fuck, it's on a creature that has no hair, so it's kind of weird. It's like titties of a cancer patient. You know, the titties, but it's kind of like... it's kind of like... the titties of a cancer patient. Like, we can't do that.
Why did you just say that?
Because the chick's bald. Like, she has cancer, but she don't. Anyway, I digress.
You so, do, yeah.
So
you
the
really
mom takes away all the toys and takes away, like, the bitch's dress so her titties be out.
Bitches be tripping.
So the dad, Adrian Brody's like, that's fucked up. She's our daughter. That's fucked up. So he goes into the barn because they move into the wilderness because the government starts to, like, look through the building more and find traces of it. So they move to the middle of a fucking nowhere to a barn.
Yeah.
And so then, like, the dad starts teaching the creature how to dance, and you're kind of like, wow, this is fucking weird. This is weird. He's dancing with the creature. Okay, there's nothing weird that can happen like that. All of a sudden, they're glaring in each other's eyes. You're like, okay, this is a little weird. They're glaring into each other's eyes. Then they start making out. And you're kind of like,
really?
They're making out.
First of all, it's his daughter.
First of all, it's a fucking creature.
No, I was getting to that.
Yeah, that's the first of all. Second of all, it's technically his daughter. And third of all, technically, it's only like 4 weeks old.
Oh, yeah.
So he's making out with a baby. But it looks like a teenager, so... anyway, it's fucked up. There's no clarifying.
It's a jailbait creature.
It's a jailbait creature. So then the guy makes out and he freaks out and he runs away. He's like, I can't believe I just did that. I can't believe you just made out with a creature. And I'm like, fuck, yeah, I know, right? Yeah,
no one else can believe it either.
At least you ran away and were able to admit your mistakes. Like, you know, sometimes killers accidentally kill somebody, but they're like, fuck, I fucked up. At least they're able to admit it. They should get some years off the trial for that, I would think. Because, like, I fucked up. So he goes in the house. He's like, I fucked up. What does that motherfucker do? He goes into, like, tell the girl that, like, that was wrong. And what ends up happening? That's right. He ends up fucking the creature. They make out again. And that not only do they fuck, but the creature rips, like, his clothes off with her feet, legs, and shit. Like, she has, like, hands on her feet, and she rips his shirt off and his pants off.
Show us with your legs.
She's like, so she got around, like, pretend like there's an invisible Adrian Brody right here, okay? She's like, rah! Ripping the shit off, right? And then he's, like, fucking her. And then she turns him around and starts fucking and riding him. And then when she orgasms, wings sprout out of her fucking back. She's like, oh! And it's like, what the fuck just happened? He fucked a creature. That's fucked up. Two, it ripped her with his little, it looks like her little deformed chicken legs, like, ripping shit off. And then three, wings come out when they orgasm. I would understand maybe if it was a squirt and its vagina starts squirting goo everywhere. That'd be somewhat better than fucking wings sprouting out and shit. And then the wife comes in and catches them fucking. And then that's like a whole 2 minute dilemma because, like, she's all mad they cheated on her with a fucking creature. But then, like, for some reason, like, they just kind of forget about it. They just stop talking. It's like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, okay, you're sorry? That makes sense. You know, because apologies always work in marriage. Just saying sorry is okay.
Yeah, I know.
So then they find out earlier in the movie that when the creatures get mad, if they're females, when they get mad, their hormones turn them into men.
That's fucked up.
So like they, like,
sex change by themselves.
They grow dicks, and, like, their tails are dicks, but their dicks have, like, spikes on them. Like, that's how they, like, it could kill you and fuck you. They could literally fuck you to death with their dick tail. It's like a scorpion dick.
They pop your floaties.
It's like a scorpion dick. They go, fuh, 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 you're pregnant and dead. Anyway, I digress. So, this is, okay, so all you that seen the previews of Splice, this is when the previews start, okay? When the fucking winged creature starts killing motherfuckers and grabbing people, because that's what it does. They bring the sheriffs, they bring the government, and this motherfucker starts killing people, and they find out it's a guy now, right? They find out it's a fucking guy. So, anyway, so The motherfucker kills Adrian Brody, then kills everybody else. The bitch is by herself, okay? She's running through the woods with a fucking shovel because she's like, I'm going to kill it. I'm going to kill it with this fucking shovel. And then it jumps on her, and she's like, what do you want? The creature doesn't say a word the whole fucking movie, okay? The whole fucking movie doesn't say a word, and it says, inside you. And it shoves its dick tail up a pussy and fucks her. And then she, as she's getting fucked, raped by the tail, she fucking slaps it with the shovel, kills the motherfucker, and then at the end of the movie, she's pregnant with a fucking baby. And they're like, what's the worst that can...
Oh, shit, yeah, they're like, twist.
The government's like, are you sure you want to have it? And she's like, yeah, what's the worst that can happen? Splash 2. That's the worst that can fucking happen.
That's the worst that can fucking happen. Wow, that sounds a terrible movie.
Splash! Fuck you! Fuck everyone that made Splash. Fuck your dad. Fuck your sister. Fuck your tail dick.
Your dick tail.
Your dick tail spike.
Oh, God.
That's Splash. For all of you that are like, T-Buds, are you making this shit up? I'm not making this shit up. Wikipedia that motherfucker. How this movie ever got fucking made, the guy probably got raped by a dick tail and was like, fuck, I need to make this into a movie because no one's going to believe that I got raped by a dick tail. They're going to think I'm gay. And all of a sudden, they're like, wow, I got raped by a fucking dick tail. Anyway, I digress.
Whoops, they just did the wrap-up signal when I'm on camera.
You did the wrap-up signal. Sorry, they're wrapping me up. I'm a little heated. I'm sorry.
All right.
I apologize.
I'll take it from here.
Fuck Splash!
I'll take it from here. All right, we got our pick of the day. You guys are going to be excited. We just recorded
Can you imagine having a fucking spiked dick shoved in your vagina?
You hear that music in the background? That's the wrap-up music. That means we're going to the pick of the day now.
Okay, I'm sorry.
When I play that, it's like at the Oscars. It means you got to get the fuck wrapped up.
All right. Splash didn't seem to wrap up. It's 2.5 hours.
Sure. So anyway, we got our pick of the day coming at you right now. You probably won't be able to hear it on the in the video podcast land if anyone's ever watching. But
they're watching.
They will, since we're now streaming our other
text messages.
Since we're now streaming our other stuff.
I got a text message about Splash. They're like, hey, T-Buds, you're right. Fuck Splash.
Well, since we're now streaming our other videos on there, we'll draw people to the site now. But anyway, we have our pick of the day. We just recorded this yesterday. We got some live video podcasts of us doing some tracks on there. They're on autopilot on the on-demand. You can check them out. But anyway, if for all you people listening to the podcast, we got our live podcasts live, and we'll be Twittering our live podcast, Homeroom Studios, on Twitter. And our MySpace, we'll be announcing when we're doing live podcasts. But live podcast, livestream.com/ghettoasf. You can watch... our podcasts will also be streaming.
Yeah.
As long with our funny
streaming like a dick-tailed penis cum.
Along with our other videos and shorts. So
and check out the YouTube.
Yeah, check out the YouTube. YouTube Muckers 25.
MUCKERS 25.
Yep. And our so we're gonna get to the pick of the day right now, but you can watch the podcast and listen to them. For all you watching the podcast, it's ghettoasf.podomatic.com or go into the podcast section in iTunes and Ghetto as F, Movie Discussions and Mo, whatever. Ghetto as F, you can just type Ghetto as F in and it'll come up. And you can subscribe. We got a bunch of podcasts up for you. Funny stuff. Even if, you know, we've done stuff from 2007, but it's still funny to listen to. Check it out. We'll get to the pick of the day. Here we go. It's a rap recorded yesterday. It's called Poppin' My Floaties. Poppin' Floaties.
It's going to be a new short film coming your way.
Yep, which will be on the live stream eventually.
Yes.
Here we go, Poppin' Floaties.
Pop.
Everywhere I go, I be popping bitches floaties. Every bitch I see, I be popping bitches floaties. All up in the pool, I be popping bitches floaties.
Say what?
Popping bitches floaties. Pop, one more popping bitches floaties.
Wow, that's the sound of floaties, man. When they go pop,
go pop.
You know, no motherfucker ain't got a pool as big as the one that I got. I've been rubbing my dick on your titties and you won't ever ask me to stop.
Oh, you're so good.
I'm gonna fuck you all night long, then take you to the parking lot. You say you wanna go to my pool and act real cool, bitch. You wanna go to the deep end, you a virgin, that ain't no sin. Let me tell you where I wanna begin. I'm gonna open your legs and stick my dick in. I'm gonna stick a tack in my dick, pop your floaties with it, and then I'm gonna stick the tip in.
Everywhere I go, I'm be popping bitches' floaties. Every bitch I see, I be popping bitches' floaties. All up in the pool, I be popping bitches' floaties. Say what? Popping bitches' floaties. One more popping bitches' floaties. All up with my fun, you know. Popping bitches' floaties. Even in the kiddie pool, popping bitches' floaties. All the bitches love my tool. Poppin' bitches float.
Fuck yeah.
Poppin' bitches float.
Say what?
Poppin' bitches float.
Bitches, let's tell you the sound that floaties make when they go pop. If not, let me tell you, they go pop when he sticks his dick in the top.
Fuck yeah.
I sit on the sideline all day while he buzzes up hopping away. He says, hey boo, come and play. I said, hey old man, I'm okay.
Hell yeah.
That T-Bud thing, it's not mine. Rather sit on the sidelines all the time with a frappin' mocha latte in my cup. T-Bud, he know what's up.
Sitting
in my lounge chair. Yo, T-Bud, that thought he looks loose.
A glue. She told me it was a virgin, that's why I'm hitting the caboose.
Yo, T-Bud, she lied to you, cause that's what bitches tend to do. She lied to you, she lied to you.
Get the fuck out of here.
She lied to you, that's why we pop bitches floating.
Yeah, it is.
Everywhere I go, I'm beating popping bitches floaties. Every bitch I see, I be popping bitches floaties. All up in the pool, I be popping bitches floaties.
Say what?
Popping bitches floaties.
One more
popping bitches floaties. All up with my fun, you know. Popping bitches floaties. Even in the kiddie pool, popping bitches floaties. All the bitches love my tool. Popping bitches floaties.
Fuck yeah.
Popping bitches floaties.
Say what?
Popping bitches floaties.
Yo. Ladies who haven't swam in the coolest motherfucker called T-Buds yet,
T-Buds.
Give me a call, take you down to the pool, we'll go in the deep end and your shit will get all wet.
Yeah, just make sure that you bring some sort of swim cap or protection.
Fuck that, that takes away all the good sensation.
Oh.
That shit is no fun. If you wear one, you surely be done, and then you'll never be T-Buds number one.
But if you take the swim cap off, then you're gonna feel all the chlorine in your hair and shit.
Don't worry about that, baby girl, you'll give it a whirl. You'll be the hottest girl, everyone will wanna be me, because they'll see you in that bikini. And then the old guys are gonna wanna have my weenie. I don't mean to be greedy, but if you get blood on my shit, that shit's grody. And then I'm not gonna wanna pop your floaties.
Yeah, pop the floaties. There and I'm watching you popping those floaties. And I got my pants unzipped, stroking my tip, ready to pop some floaty shit.
Everywhere I go, I be popping bitches floaties. Every bitch I see, I be popping bitches floaties. All up in the pool, I be popping bitches floaties.
Say what?
Popping bitches floaties.
One more
popping bitches floaties. All up with my fun, you know. Popping bitches floaties. Even in the kiddie pool, popping bitches floaties. All the bitches love my tool. Poppin' bitches floaties.
Fuck yeah.
Poppin' bitches floaties.
Say what?
Poppin' poppin' bitches floaties.
That's just the taste of greatness. Miller Lite.
All right. Be sure to check out our MySpace, myspace.com/tbud630. That's T-B-U-D-Z 630. Check out our live stream. We announced it before. Continue to subscribe to our podcast. Thank you. Leave us comments, questions, anything you want us to comment about, a movie you want us to go see and podcast about, a topic, anything, a web video, anything you want. We will discuss it. Even if we don't like it. If you wanted us to discuss, like, you know, Sex in the City 2.
We'll go see it.
We'll go see it and podcast it just because it'll be a funny podcast because we know we won't like it. So it'll be funny.
We might like it. You never know.
You never knew.
Then it might be even funnier. Like, that was a great movie.
My kryptonite. All right, so we're out. We're almost out of time. So peace, love, and Jamba Juice.
Don't see Splice. Fuck that movie.
Get a wizard. Get a wizard. Get a wizard.